Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We just finished a terrific conversation, you know, about with CanAge about raising awareness for and through the community support of Alzheimer's. And it is Alzheimer's Month, and we've got the Alzheimer's Calgary on with us today to raise some awareness and also educate people about what resources are available, because it is a community effort.
Yeah, we're joined with Barb Ferguson, Executive Director of Alzheimer's Calgary. Barb, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you've been on here before. You and I chat a lot about what's happening. It's Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Tell us what's so important about this month.
Well, certainly this is a cause that's growing. Currently, there are more than 20,000 people in Calgary who have a diagnosis of dementia. And we know that 10 to 12 other people in their circle are also impacted. And it's going to continue to grow in the next decade. We expect numbers to double. So it's vitally important that we raise awareness about this condition and how it impacts not only families, but our communities as well.
And because it's Awareness Month, I think this is a big opportunity for people to kind of just take a listen, understand what's happening. You have a bunch of specific programs and events happening this month. Let's go through some of them that are on the docket.
Absolutely. So we're in the second year of a campaign called Still Me. And the importance of this campaign, it's really to raise awareness and to change perceptions and attitudes about dementia in our community. I really encourage people to visit stillme.ca. We have a number of resources on that site. One of them is our share card, and it's just a terrific resource for families. We really want to encourage people who are caring for somebody with dementia and for people with dementia to be out and about in their communities, so to not socially isolate at home. But at the same time, we also recognize that communication can be a challenge for people with dementia. So sometimes when they're out in a restaurant or, you know, at the grocery store, they may be having trouble expressing themselves or communicating. This simple card that a caregiver can have, they can show people that they're interacting with. It just simply states that the person I'm with has dementia. It's really meant to promote understanding, some patience and empathy. And it's really a great educational tool when we're out in the public as well.
So Dave, you and I have taken our parents, who are your mother, my father, who are diagnosed mm-hmm. with dementia, Alzheimer's. We've taken them out into restaurants, into places. How challenging is it for you to explain to the people that are working around you that your mom has this disease? Or I can tell you it's challenging for me, but what about you?
Yeah, no, it's very challenging. In fact, and Barb, I'd like your input on this, because in my particular case, my mom has never acknowledged at any point that she has a problem, certainly not Alzheimer's dementia, but she will acknowledge that she has, you know, I forget things every once in a while. So I've not been successful at being able to indicate to somebody without embarrassing her, because I've tried that and I did it very clumsily, I will admit, but it didn't end well, right? My mom felt embarrassed and it was awkward. And the second thing I found was that that people, all, even if I did raise the awareness of it, even in the medical community, because I call ahead to let, when I'm taking my mom in for a test, that she has dementia. And, you know, don't ask her the questions. She's not going to be able to give you the answers. And the people, even medically trained people, are just not equipped to handle it, right? It's uncomfortable. They don't know what to do. And I think this idea of a card or awareness is super important, because if the medical community doesn't know how to handle this, well, how does the average Calgarian?
So Barb, Dave and I've had this conversation before, and I wanted to bring it up in front of you, because how does Dave get that card to help? Mm.
Oh, it's so simple. We've made it very simple for people. So you can visit stillme.ca. You can download the card, so it can be the wallpaper on your phone, so it's always with you. We will also, there's an order form on there. We're happy to send you some physical cards. They're just business card size. We're getting really great feedback about this card. And a couple of things you touched on, Dave. You don't want to embarrass the person with dementia. This is a very discreet way of handling this, a very respectful way of handling it.
Okay, I'll be on that this afternoon.
The public is hearing more and more about this disease. It's turning into conversations as more and more celebrities are diagnosed mm-hmm. and talking about mm-hmm. it. The awareness is happening. When it comes to how the public can get involved with Alzheimer's Calgary's efforts, what are some of the methods or ways that they can do that?
Well, I think learning more is really important. And again, you know, directing people back to Still Me, the more we know and the more we can spread the word about what dementia is, what signs to look for, how you can support people who are living with dementia in our community. We certainly want people to get involved in that way, to educate yourselves. We do, at the end of the month, on January 25th, we have something we call Talking About Dementia, which is an opportunity. We have an expert, a local physician who is going to be speaking. And this will really, it's for the public, people who are curious, or people who are currently experiencing dementia within their family, to come out and learn more about dementia. I always encourage people to learn more. This is a condition that's going to really impact, as I say, not just families, but our entire community.
Barb, if you had the magic wand where you can do two things that would help increase the awareness for the greater good of Calgary and this country, what are the two things that you would do, magic wand, whatever it is, what would it be?
Well, I think just having everybody understand what dementia is, and there's so many myths around it. That's another thing on Still Me. We do some myth busting. And I believe, Dave, you also mentioned about forgetfulness. That's one of the myths. It's so much more than just forgetfulness. It is about confusion, changes in behavior, personality, inability to do tasks that were once very familiar to a person. So I really want people to really understand what dementia is. And I also want people to understand that you can still live a meaningful life even after you have a diagnosis of dementia. And that is a myth too, that once you get that diagnosis, your life is over. We don't believe that. We believe you can still have relationships, you can still learn things, you can still contribute to your communities, even with a diagnosis. I wish everybody the opportunity to know about that, and that I'm hopeful that we can really start to increase people's understanding of that.
Faisal, I think, and Barb, a quick input on this, but I think the way, you know, we talk about community with this, and Barb, you mentioned 10 to 12 people beyond that person on average, beyond the person suffering with dementia, will be impacted by that. And I think that's the obvious place to start. You want to wave your wand. I think the people closest around that person, if they start to educate themselves on what it means and how to communicate it discreetly and respectfully and let other people know, you can get a pretty quick multiplier effect if those people around the person with dementia are taking on that task.
So let's get that multiplier effect one more time, Barb, the website address that everybody should go to learn more.
Stillme.ca.
There it is. Hopefully that magic wand works, Dave, that everybody can get that understanding, influence, and of course, the support that Alzheimer's Calgary gives to everyone. And you can support them by going to their website. Barb, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dave, you know, when you look at the issues that come up with this disease, and this is a disease that can be a very costly disease, out-of-pocket expenses.
Certainly can.
Okay. You've experienced it. I'm experiencing it. When you look at that impact, people don't realize how much cost comes out of your pocket and what's the impact to you, to your family members. Planning for these types of issues coming up in advance is great. But even if you're one of the 12 people that are being impacted,
yes,
there might be financial impact to you. Yeah. So you need proper planning, proper strategy, proper approach. And we're going to have a discussion about how to properly plan through your retirement for health concerns like this,
yep,
at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 14th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Now, you do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
And people, when they think of cost, when we say that, I think they automatically think of out-of-pocket costs. And it can be significant, Faisal, but it also can mean you have to miss work, right?
Right.
There's lots of other impacts that,
right,
people have to be aware of that require that planning, right? And let's face it, whether it's Alzheimer's or something else, health will play a role in all of our retirement. So proper planning for health in general makes good sense.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Trump, Trudeau, tariffs, and guess what? The market's falling. You're going to join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.